God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power for today will come from the book of Acts, and we're going to the 27th chapter, and we will start at the 20th verse. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. 21st verse says, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sir, ye should have hearkened unto me and not loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. 22nd verse says, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. 23rd verse says, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. 25th verse says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Okay, I'm going somewhere. Paul was on his way to be tried by Caesar. Paul was a prisoner on a ship being torn apart by bad weather. Just trying to lay the foundation here. Go back and read it. It's a very powerful story. Actually, from like Acts 16 until the end. But anyway, so now, in the midst of it, they've already tried to get rid of some stuff. They're throwing some items overboard. They're doing everything they know to stay afloat. Okay? As the freemen, as the people who own the ship, who are responsible for the prisoners, as these people fret and worry and be concerned, Paul, the prisoner, stands up and says, fear not. For there'll be no lost life. For the Lord God has spoken for who I am and for who I believe, that not one of you will lose your life. The only thing that we'll lose in this is a material thing, this ship. But all of us will be well with us. Okay? All I can say to you on this morning is the same thing I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me. Can you praise me? In the dark. Okay? Where Paul is right now, it's physically dark because they say the sun nor the stars have appeared for many days. That's the first verse, the 20th verse. No sun, no stars have appeared for many days. Okay? So, in the physical dark, where there's no sun and there's no stars, and all it is black. And in the spiritual dark, when it seems like there is nothing that's going to ever work again in your favor, can you praise the God that we serve in the dark? Can you believe through the trial? Can you believe through the test? Can you believe when it seems like there is nothing to believe in? Can you stand up and declare that he is still God? Can you stand up and say that no matter what it looked like, I'm going to be all right on the other side of this? No matter what it seemed like, devil, you can take away all this material stuff, but what you can't do is you can't touch my life. What you can't do is you can't remove my promise. What you can't do is you can't make me bow down, because I serve the God that I know is well able to see me through this because of who I serve and because whom I serve. It ain't nothing you can do but huff and puff, but you cannot blow my house down. You can't take away my joy. You can't remove my hope. You can't do nothing with my peace, and you can't even touch my promise, because I belong to God. Paul said the angel came and said, "Fear not, Paul, you will not lose your life, because you have to stand before Caesar in this season, no matter what it looked like. It look like you're going to die at sea. It don't look like you're going to never see the light of day. It don't look like earth is ever going to be up under your feet. But fear not, Paul, because you got an appointment with Caesar. You got an appointment with destiny. You got an appointment that you got to keep. So all you got to do is stand still and watch what I'm going to do next. All you got to do is stand still and know that I am God. All you got to do is stand still and praise me in the dark." How can you do that? Somebody say, how can you do that? Faith. Faith to know that God is going to do what he promised. Faith to know that God is never going to allow the enemy to take away the promise that he made over your life. Contend with the enemy with your promise. The promise that God is going to move. You keep speaking life to your promise. You keep speaking hope to your destiny. You keep speaking you keep speaking the words of encouragement over your prophecy, over your destiny, over the thing that God has promised us as a people, that he'll never leave us or forsake us, and he'll be with us until the very end of the earth. That's the word that he gave everybody. Now, what is your personal word? What was the word that he used the man or the woman of God to speak into your life? That's the word that you take and tell the devil. No matter what you say, God says this over me. No matter what you say, God said that over me. See, I got some things that God said over me that I don't see how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to come to pass, but I know that because God said it, that it's going to come to pass. Because God said it, then I can stand up and I can believe it. God declared to me that he was going to make a way for me to get a new home. God declared to me that he was going to make a way for me to work from my home. God declared to me that he was going to make me a wife. God declared some things to me that I don't see how they're going to come to pass, but I declare to you that because God is God, I'm standing up and I'm declaring that not now word that God has spoken over me is going to fall to the ground. My address will change. My name will change. My employment will change. I know that God is God, and I'm not trying to figure it out. I ain't worried about it. I'm just giving him praise while I wait. Yeah, it look a little dark sometime. Yeah, it get a little weak. I get a little weak sometime. Yeah, it look like my strength is going to fail me sometime. But I am declaring that God is still God. And because he said it, I can put a hallelujah on it. Because he said it, I can put a thank you, Jesus, on it. Because he said it, I am going to stand up and I am going to believe it. No matter what, all is well. No matter what it seemed like, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it sound like, no matter what others say, I am going to stand up and believe that the God that I serve is well able to do what he promised that he would do. Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer. Holy, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding all today that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are God and you are God alone, and you're going to get the glory and you're going to get the honor and you're going to get the praise. And we magnify your most holy name on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding that you are the God that separated the water from the land. Understanding that you are the God that hung the sun in the sky.
understanding that you are the God that separated the night from the day, understanding that you are the God that created man from the dust of the earth, understanding that this is your world, it is your earth, and it's the fullness thereof. It all belongs to you, and we bow down in your presence on this morning. We bow down under your authority on this morning, understanding that no matter what, we got to come through you. No matter what, it is nothing without you. No matter what, it is yours to give and yours to take away. So on this morning, we magnify your most holy name. You are God. You are God alone. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the praise. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the glory. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the honor. And we magnify you on today, knowing that you are God, knowing that you are worthy, knowing that you are magnificent, knowing that no matter what, you're gonna get what needs to be done. It is yours to give, it is yours to build up, it is yours to tear down, it's yours to magnify, it's yours to minimize. It all belongs to you on today, and we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for considering us in the midst of your plans, for considering us in the midst of the circumstance, for considering us and moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit, that no matter what, the devil ain't gonna get the final say. So it belongs to you, and we magnify your name on this morning. It belongs to you, and we glorify your name on this morning. You are the mighty I am, and we give you all the praise on this morning, knowing that no matter what, you're moving by your power and moving by your anointing and moving by your spirit, and we're leaning and depending on you to show up, God, and do what needs to be done on our behalf, in our homes, on our jobs, with our children, with our parents, in our neighborhoods. We are believing that you are God, and you're going to show up in the Capitol building. You're going to show up in the Electoral College. You're going to show up in the Pentagon. You're going to show up in the Oval Office. You're going to show up in the courtroom. You're going to show up in every situation, in every circumstance, in every decision that is made. It's going to be according to your most holy will, and things we don't know nothing about. You are God, and you're showing up with the power and the authority. You are God, and you're showing up with divine anointing. You are God, and you're showing up by the power and the spirit of the Holy Ghost. You are God, and you're moving by your anointing, and by your authority, and by your power, and by your spirit. You are God, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what needs to be done, and we magnify your name on this morning. You are the great I am, and we glorify your name on this morning. You are the mighty I am, and we give you all the praise on this morning, knowing that you are God, knowing that you are King, knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, knowing that you're doing what only you can do, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise on today, in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, Father, and we magnify you on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that you got all power in the palm of your hands, and there ain't nothing that escaped your notice. There ain't nothing that can go around you. You are God, the final say-so. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, and every single thing in between, it's gonna come through you. And on this morning, we bow down under your power. We bow down under your authority. We bow down under your anointing. We bow down and know that you are You're going to make a way when it don't seem to be no way. You are God, and you didn't forget about us. You are God, and you're clearing a path for us. You are God, and you're seeing about us when we don't see what you're doing, when we don't see how you're moving, when we don't see how you're working. You're working it out. You're turning it around. You're working it out. You're turning around, and you're doing it for our good. And we magnify your name. Your name alone is mighty. We magnify your name. Your name alone is righteous. We magnify your name. Your name alone, it is awesome, God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great and is greatly to be praised. You are the mighty I am. You're worthy of the honor. You are the mighty I am. You're worthy of the glory. You are the mighty I am, and you're worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are mighty, understanding that you are worthy. And we say thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, you are the great I am. You are worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory and worthy of the honor, mighty God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are holy God. You are mighty God. You are righteous God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Your name alone is magnificent. Your name alone is awesome. And you are God. And you are God alone. And we bless you on today in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God. And you are God alone. And we give you honor on today in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God, the great I am. And you are worthy of the praise and worthy of the honor and worthy of the glory. You are God, and we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God and you are God alone. And we bless your most holy name right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we magnify your name right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, mighty God, understanding that if we lift you up, you're going to do what need to be done. If we lift you up, you're going to turn around every circumstance. If we lift you up, you're going to take care of every situation. If we lift you up, you're going to break barriers. If we lift you up, you're going to destroy yokes. If we lift you up, then no matter what the devil trying, he ain't going to be able to do what he had in mind. When we lift you up, you're going to work it out, and you're going to work it out for our good. When we lift you up, you're going to hide us under the shadow of the Almighty God. When enemy can't enter in, you're going to hide us under the shadow of the Almighty God. When enemy can't do us no harm, you're going to hide us, and the enemy ain't going to be able to do what he think he ought to be able to do. You're going to hide us in your secret pavilion in the mighty name of Jesus, and no matter what, you're going to have the final say so. No matter what, you are the King of Glory, and you're going to move on our behalf. You're going to work it out on our behalf. You're going to turn it around on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're leaning and depending on you. And no matter what the devil wanted to seem like, and no matter what image he paint before us, we're trusting you that you're going to work it out. We're trusting you that you're going to see us through. You're trusting you that you're going to do what you say, that only you can do. It's by the power and and the anointing of the blood in the mighty name of Jesus, that on this morning you're moving for the tithe payers. On this morning you're moving for the seed sowers. On this morning you're moving for the offering givers. On this morning, according to your word, that the righteous will never be forsaken, and your seed, it'll never have to beg for bread. And on this morning, we're pulling on you and saying, Lord, don't forget about us. And Lord, we need you to move concerning us. And Lord, this burden is feeling like it's too much, and we need you to move on this morning. We're crying out that you do what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do, to save us, to deliver us, to turn it around on behalf of us. Spirit of the living God, we need you on this morning. Spirit of the living God, we can't do nothing without you on this morning. We're crying out, God, have your way. Move like only you can. Have your way. Work it out like only you can. Have your way. We need you all today to move by your power and by your authority in the name of Jesus. Mighty Father, Holy God, we need you all today to do what needs to be done. We need you all today to move like only you can move. We need you all today. Work it out. Turn it around. Work it out. Turn it around. Work it out. And turn it around. We need you all today. You are God, the mighty I am. And we need you all today. Do what needs to be done. We need you all today. Move like only you can move. We need you all today. Work it out in the name of Jesus. Work it out in the name of Jesus. Work it out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And you are God, and you are God alone. And we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, for you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are the one that can do what only you can do. And we lift you up and we magnify you. We lift you up and we glorify you. We lift you up and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. And worthy of the praise. And we magnify you on today in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Understanding that no matter what, you are the great I am. And we give you honor and we give you glory on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding that it's by your wonder working power that things gonna happen. Understanding that's your change making power that's gonna change our situation. Understanding that on this morning, that no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, no matter what he's sending, he don't have the final say so. It belongs to the throne of grace. Spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus, we are petitioning you to move on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, we are petitioning you to set us free. In the name of Jesus, we are petitioning you to see about every application, every situation, every circumstance. Spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus, we need you to breathe on our circumstance. We need you to breathe on our situation. We need you to show up in the midst of all of this and show forth your power and your anointing and your spirit. We need you on today to do what only you can. Jesus, we need you to move on this morning by your anointing and by your power and by your spirit. We need you on today to do what only you can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, you show up and you move alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the honor. We magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are the mighty I am. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we bless you. We magnify you. You are God. You are God alone. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are God and you are God alone. And you're going to move by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are righteous. Understanding that you are holy. Understanding that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are the King of glory. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God and you are God alone. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, look down upon Sarah, my mother. God, touch her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, that no matter what the devil's saying, he don't get no honor, he don't get no glory, he don't get no praise. That every organ, every limb, every part of her body is being covered by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. That no weapon that tried to form against her is going to be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against her, it is going to be condemned. That by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you are God and you are God alone, and you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can do. And we magnify you on this morning in the name of Jesus, that you're covering her, that you are protecting her, that you are keeping her. And we bless your most holy name on today in the name of Jesus, that even on this morning, Spirit of the living God, you're looking down upon Tashima on today, and you're touching Tashima in her heart. You're touching Tashima in her mind. Her circumstance, her situation is all being blanketed by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus is showing up and making every crooked path straight on Tashima's behalf. The blood of Jesus is showing up and turning things around on Tashima's behalf. That no matter what the devil thought he was going to be able to do, he don't get the final say so over Tashima. That the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus is working things out on Tashima's behalf. That no weapon that form against Tashima is going to be able to stand in this season. That by the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus, every yoke, it is being destroyed. Every chain is being broken. Every situation is turning around, and it's turning around for her good. Mighty God, you're moving. Mighty God, you're working. Mighty God, you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Spirit of the living God, you're doing what only you can. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, you're looking down upon the Springs House. And no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil's trying, you are God, the King of glory. And in the name of Jesus, you're going to walk through the Springs House, and you're going to do what only the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus can do. And no matter what the devil sent, it's being destroyed by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. No matter what wicked sending has went out to speak against them, it's being destroyed by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. You're showing up on the home repair roster, and you're moving them to the front of the line. You're showing up at the jobs, and you're taking away every demonic mark in the name of Jesus. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you're moving, you're working, and you're doing what only you can. And we magnify your name. same on today. You are God on today. You are righteous on today. You are holy on today. You are magnificent on today. You're working and you're moving upon the house. You're moving upon the children. You're moving upon the spouses on today in the name of Jesus. That no matter what the devil thinking, he ain't gonna have the final say so over the Sprint house in the mighty name of Jesus. That every demonic release is being demolished by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. That on this morning, you are God and you're showing up. You are God and you're moving. You are God and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that by the power and the authority of the blood, you're working it out. You're turning it around and you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. For you are God alone. And we magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the King of glory, you're God Almighty. You reign and you move and you're doing what only you can right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The Spirit of the living God, look down upon our troops, the ones that are near and the ones that are far away. God, on this morning, I need you to bless them one by one, name by name. Take care of the ones that are feeling homesick, the ones that are feeling discouraged, the ones that are feeling hopeless on this morning. Meet them at the point of their need. Give them hope where they feel hopeless. Give them strength where they feel weak. Build them up and fortify them that the enemy don't get the last say so. That by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus, you show up on their behalves and you do what need to be done on their behalves. You reign and you rule concerning them. That no matter what the devil think that he's going to be able to do, that he is going to find a blockade that he cannot circumvent. That by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, that our troops are covered one by one, name by name, branch by branch, decision by decision. That you are going to have the final say so over them. That no matter what the enemy has built up, it's being torn down by the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus. That the enemy doesn't get any victory, he don't get any honor, and we're not getting him, giving him any praise on this morning. You are God and you are God alone, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, work and move according to your will and your divine plan. Do what only you can do. Turn it around and work it out, Father, for you are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, look down upon the Bar household. God, touch them one by one and name by name. Touch them near and far, mighty God. Show up in their hearts. Show up in their minds. Show up in their spirits. Mighty God, where the name is on this morning. Everyone that carries the name Bar on this morning, touch them in the name of Jesus, that the enemy don't get the final say so, that you begin to uproot the seeds that the enemy has planted in the hearts of this family, that no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what demonic division the enemy is trying to plant, you are the God that can tear it down, uproot it and destroy it, because you get the last say so, because you are the King of glory, and no matter what the devil think, he ain't mightier than you. And on this morning, we speak peace into the Bar family, near and far, one by one, circumstance by circumstance, situation by situation. We speak the peace of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the peace of the Lord, let it rest, let it rule, let it abide by the power and the authority of the blood. You do what need to be done, that every single thing might be worked out according to your most holy will. You are God, the King of glory, and you're doing what need to be done, and we magnify you on today in the name of Jesus. God, your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are the mighty I Am. And we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, knowing that no matter what, you are the King of glory, knowing that no matter what, you are God Almighty, no matter what, you rest, you rule, and you abide. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Spirit of the living God, do what only you can. Spirit of the living God, work like only you can. For you are God, the King of glory, you are God, Lord Almighty, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, have your way. On this morning, move by your authority. On this morning, move by your anointing. On this morning, move by your power. On this morning, move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. For the Barr family needs you to do what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. For God, if man could fix it, it wouldn't be a problem. If man could solve it, it wouldn't be a situation. But this one is only for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you can bring peace in the midst of turmoil. You can bring peace in the midst of destruction. You can bring peace where the enemy don't want there to be any peace. You are God, and you can show up and do what only you can. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, we give you glory. On this morning, we give you honor. On this morning, we give you praise, understanding that you are God, and you are God alone, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God, that is who you are. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King, understanding that you are Lord and you are God. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're looking down upon Miss Paula on today, that you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do for Miss Paula. That no weapon that try to form against Miss Paula is going to be able to prosper. That you got a hedge of protection around her where the enemy can't do her any harm. That in the name of Jesus, that no matter what the devil's sin, he can't circumvent the barrier that you have put all around this woman. That the work that you have instilled inside of her will not fall to the ground. And the enemy will not be able to sift it like wheat, but you will take her through. You will prop her up. You are going to shield her and protect her on every side. That the work that you have put in her hands, it will be done. By the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus, you're going to see about it. You're going to work it out. You're going to turn it around. You're going to do what only you can do by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. For you are God. You are God alone. And we magnify your most holy name. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, look down upon the ones that are sick in their bodies, that are infirmed, the ones that are weak, God, the ones that just simply need you to touch them right where they are. On this morning, God, we lift them up in every situation, in every circumstance that they might find themselves in on this morning. And we say, God, you get the final say-so, that all praise, all glory, it belongs to you. And we understand that there is no sickness and no manner of disease that's no mightier than you. You are the great I Am. You got the final say so. And no matter what, Mother Bibi and Miss Annie and Queenie Mae and Caroline and Patricia and Deaconess Boykin and Elder on this morning. I don't even know who that is. But Elder Brown on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, Auntie Dockey might be going through on this morning. Patricia in the name of Jesus might be going through on this morning. Caroline on this morning. Uncle Johnny on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, it don't matter what they might be facing, you get the final say so. You are the King of glory, and you can even take care of Essie. When the doctor said there ain't nothing that can be done, we ain't depending on them, but we are depending on you to show up from the beginning of the list to the end, because you get the final say so. You are the King of glory, and there ain't no sickness that's bigger than you. There ain't no weakness that's more stronger than you. You are God, the King of glory, and you can circumvent every plan of the enemy. You can void out every evil devil sickness. You can annihilate every manner of disease. You can show up and do what Sheila need done. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, Lord Almighty, and you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit, that no matter what, you are gonna get the glory. No matter what, you're gonna get the honor. No matter what, you're gonna get the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the Living God, you're even looking down upon Raymond, my father. And where he weak in his body, you're going to make him strong, because you are the King of Glory, and strength is yours to give. The healing of his body is yours to dispense. You are God. You are God alone. And in the name of Jesus, you get the final say so. In the name of Jesus, he don't have to be in pain, but you can touch him. It only take one touch from the throne of grace, one word to be released, and for every manner of sickness and every type of disease to be uprooted and cast down. Never to be back to return. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you can change his very circumstance. In the name of Jesus, we are leaning and depending on you to show up on Raymond's behalf and to take care of Raymond in the midst of his circumstance. See about Raymond in the midst of his body. See about Raymond in his spine. See about Raymond in his hip bone. See about Raymond in his knee bone. See about Raymond and his ankle bone. You are God, the King of Glory, and you can do what need to be done from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. You are God, and you're able to do it. You are God, and you're able to move. You are God, and you can see about him in the midst of it all. And we said thank you, right now, in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Father God, look down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger as she celebrate her birthday on today. God, you pour out your power and your anointing and your spirit upon this woman, that no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what the devil is trying, that he don't get the glory, that he don't get the honor, that he don't get the praise. But in this season, that you build her up and you fortify her, that you take her through this next year of life and the things that she has left undone, that you give her the strength that she need in order to do what need to be done in this upcoming season. God, where the enemy want to sift her, where the enemy want to destroy her, the enemy want to sidetrack her. On this morning, God, we pray down the focus of the Lord upon her, that no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil's trying, that he don't get the glory, that he don't get the honor, that he don't get the praise, but by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that you can do that which need to be done. You can see her through this, and you can take care of in the midst of that, that you're going to do what only you can do. By the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get the glory. You're going to get the honor, and you're going to get the praise. And we magnify your most holy name right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Spirit of the living God, move by your anointing. Spirit of the living God, move by your power. Spirit of the living God, move by your spirit. That no matter what comes and no matter what goes, that you are God, the great I am. And you're going to move, you're going to work, and you're going to do what needs to be done. For you are God, and you are God alone. We magnify you, we glorify you. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, look down upon our children one by one and name by name. That no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what he's trying, that every generational curse and every manner of sickness and every type of disease that will try to enter into our children's bodies are being destroyed by the root in the name of Jesus. That COVID nor influenza nor, mighty God, that no matter of sickness, no whooping cough, no measles, mighty God, that on this morning pneumonia, none of these things can enter into their bodies. That there will be no bug bites. bites. There will be no inflammation that will show up with unknown causes, with unknown roots. That on this morning we speak to our children's bodies, from the youngest to the oldest, and we say, hear the name that is above all names, and that is the name of Jesus. And every demonic time bomb that is ticking in the bodies of our children, be you destroyed by the anointing and the power of the blood of Jesus. That our children are protected, our children are covered, our children are shielded, that no matter what the devil's saying, the gunman can't gun them down. They'll never lay in an early grave. The kidnapper can't snatch them up. The sex trafficker can't have them. That Anona and Harmony and Victor and Joy and Jocelyn and Carter, Nehemiah, Eliza, Genesis, Marlon, Karina, Josiah, Nariah, on this morning, Sarah and David Ray and Desiree and Deontay and Trevin and Jaquan and Jason and Keyshawn, Michaela, Nakaya, Bella and Clay and Jackson and Joshua on today, even BJ on today, they are covered by the power and the anointing of the blood, that no matter what the devil's saying, he don't get the final say so. That no matter what the devil doing, he don't get the final say so. That every wicked edict that has went out against our children, it is being destroyed by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus. That demonic law enforcement do not get to destroy the lives of our children. That evil associations, let them be severed by the power and the anointing of the blood. That every demonic declaration that's went out against the lives of our children, let it be destroyed by the power and the anointing of the blood. In the name of Jesus, alcoholism and drug addiction, it'll never be their portion. That their blood will never spill upon the ground. In the mighty name of Jesus, that they'll become that what you said that they could become, and they'll be that what you said that they would be. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you're destroying demonic limitations. You're destroying glass ceilings. You're destroying discrimination off of the lives of our children. You're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can concerning them. You are God. You are King. You are righteous. You are holy. And you are moving by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit, knowing that you are the great I am, knowing that you are the mighty I am, knowing that you are the King of glory, knowing that you are Lord God Almighty. You're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are the King of glory and you're taking care of them. You're seeing about them. You are having your way concerning them. That no doctor, no teacher, no demonic judge, wicked law enforcement, evil edict, demonic dictation is going to rule over our children. That you, God, your divine say-so, your mighty power, your divine authority is going to stand up and speak on the behalf of our children. That no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are the King of glory. And you're going to get the glory. You're going to get the honor. You're going to get the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are God. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. All the honor, all the glory, all the praise, it belongs to you, God. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. God, that you're looking down upon Shamar on today. God, wherever this man might be standing right now, cover him from the crown of his head to the very sole of his feet. And when he opened up his mouth, God, that he released that which you have put inside of him to be released. That by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, you see about every situation and every circumstance that his name is attached to, that he will be able to see your mighty hand move upon everything that has come to try to bring him down, that you will cause it to be withdrawn, that you will cause it to be rectified, that you will cause every wrong thing to be made right, that by the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus, you show up for him and you move on his behalf. On this morning, we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. How you're moving on this morning by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost in every service upon the face of the earth that is lifting up the name of Jesus. On this morning, that the preach word and the teach word that is lifting up the name of Jesus, that it will draw souls to the altar. Whether it be in the sanctuary, on the computer, on the telephone, on the tablet, on the telephone, that it may lift up the name of Jesus and do what only the word of the living God can do. And that's draw the ones that are lost, the ones that are weak, and the ones that are in despair to the throne of grace, that they may say, what must I do to be saved? That on today, God, let not the word of the Lord be released in vain, but God, let it do what it was sent out to do. Let a soul be saved. Let somebody be delivered. Let a captive mind be set free. Let a sick body be made whole. By the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, we are leaning and depending on you, God, to take care of the things that need to be taken care of on today. Move like only you can move on today. Do what only you can do on today. For we know that you are God. We know that you are King. We know that you are the mighty I Am. And you're going to get the glory. You're going to get the honor. You're going to get the praise. And for this, we magnify your name. You are God. You are God alone. And we glorify you. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. Knowing that you are the King of glory. Knowing that you are God Almighty. And we say thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. God, take care of Mother Maud right where she is. See about Mother Maud right now in her physical body. In her circumstances, the things that I don't know nothing about. God, those are the things I need you to show up in the midst of. The things that I don't know nothing about. God, that's what I need you to move on this morning. In Mother Maud's body, by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you do what needs to be done in her body, in her circumstance, on her behalf. For you are God and you get the glory. For you are God and you get the honor. For you are God and you get the praise. For you are God, and no matter what the enemy tries, he don't get the final say-so. It belongs to you. And we give you honor on today. We give you glory on today. We give you praise on today that you're with even the bereaved families on today, the Glover family. God, as they have to walk this path of bereavement, that you're going to take them by the hand. You're going to lead them, God. You're going to guide them. You're going to be their comforter. You're going to be their protector. You're going to do what only you can do concerning them. That no matter what the devil's saying, you are God, the King of glory. And you're going to see about them and take care of them at a time like this. That you will get the final say-so. That all honor and all glory and all praise, it will belong to you. And for this, we magnify your name. For this, we glorify your name. For this, we give you all the praise. For you are God. You are the King of glory. For you are God. You are Lord God Almighty, for you are God, and you are worthy of the praise and the honor. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Guide us on today, God. Shield us on today, God. Protect us on today, God. That as we ride, as we drive, that no weapon that try to form against us is going to be able to prosper. That every tongue that tries to rise up against us, it is going to be condemned. That we are your children, the sheep of your pasture. And you're going to see about us in our circumstance, in our situation. You are going to get the honor. You're going to get the glory. You're going to get the praise. And we magnify your most holy name. For you are God. For you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. And worthy of the praise. For you are the King of kings. And the Lord of Lords, you are mighty I Am, and we magnify your name. You are the righteous I Am, and we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, for you are God. And we say thank you, for you are God, and we say thank you, for you are God,
And we say thank you. We say thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, he will bring you out.